Thank you for sitting down with me today.
Yeah, no problem.
For the record, can I get your name, please?
Michael Kavanaugh Elston.
All right, Michael. Well, thank you for spending the afternoon with me today.
Yeah.
Down here in the recording studio.
It's been really fun.
Yeah. So, you've been at Evergreen for how long now?
Finishing my second year, sophomore year.
Great.
Yeah.
And you like it so far? It's been working out?
Yeah. I've wanted to come here since I was a freshman in high school, so to actually be here is slightly unreal still, because it's been like 4 years of anticipation, now like 2 years of being in it, and everything's just gotten so much better in life. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
What made you want to come here so badly?
Well, partly I didn't know what I was going to do after high school, and then I went fishing with my brother-in-law. And we were, like, hanging out, and he was like, man, you need to go to Evergreen. There are free thinkers like you who will support your music, and you, like, can get into the scene. There's a big music scene in Olympia, and I was like, all right, say no more.
So you didn't grow up here in Olympia?
Nah, just an hour north in Vaughan, Washington.
Okay, so not too far.
Yeah.
You live in pretty close to the school now, or...? In the dorms?
No, I lived in the dorms last year, and then me and my girlfriend moved to the east side, and we're about to actually move again, but from McCormick Street to Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
So.
What was life like in the dorms?
It was weird. there's like all this electricity, and like lying awake at night, you can like hear people and feel like the energies, and like. It was strange.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun times in the dorms, or?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. A lot of good stories, I imagine, could be told.
Yeah. The stairwell in the building is all concrete, and they had like this. They give you grievances for doing wrong things, and if you play music too loud after a certain point. You can get a noise grievance. And I was sitting in the stairwells in the A building with my acoustic guitar playing, and there's like a slight echo, and then one of the RAs came up and was like, you're not supposed to be here. And so, well, I'll leave. But, yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah. Lived on the 7th floor of A. And, it's actually the tallest building in Olympia, I think. I believe so. Don't quote me on that.
Alright.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts so far on Evergreen? Now that you're here, is it everything you thought it was going to be, or...?
Yeah. There's a lot of freedom to explore. Being in class with Andrea Gullickson, in the last 2 years, my music has, like, expanded so exponentially. Just the, like, freedom for creativity and self-expression. And, like, you definitely have to have a disciplined mind to be here, to be able to continue, like, achieving, I guess. Like, there were a lot of people, like, last year who were here, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're gonna, like, go party, and, like, we're gonna ditch class, and, like, didn't really work out for them, because, like, it's a lot of freedom, but it's also a lot of responsibility, and, like, so far, I've only lost, like, one credit so far, so that was kind of cool, but, yeah. It's a great place to be. I'd recommend it to anyone, actually, like,
yeah.
Whether or not you conform to the traditional schooling, like, this place.
Yeah.
So,
with your music, how long have you been playing music?
I'm gonna be 20 in June. Started playing when I was, like, 10. It's about 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years of playing guitar and writing poetry.
And you said And since you've been here, it's just, you've improved a lot.
Significantly.
Yeah. In what ways? Can you explain?
Well, I was never much of a singer. Like, I always wanted to be, but I was never told how to sing. And so when I first took my first class with Andrea, Bodies and Music in Motion, she was really kind of anal about vocals and, like, you can sing or you can sing. And, like, you remember when she would, like, do the breathing and, like, the core exercises?
Yes.
We were, like, every day we did that. And, like, knowing how to make a solid pitch with your voice, like, knowing where that starting pitch is can help so much. And, like, I didn't have that before. And then after class, it's been like, okay, I can, like, plant myself and go, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and, like, so on and so forth. And, musical comprehension has really expanded this year, like, with, learning about, like, jazz and, just honing different forms of rhythm and, body connections,
Speaking of jazz, I know you took a trip recently.
Yeah, right? I went down to New Orleans. The class has a 6-week independent field study, and for 10 days during week 4, 3, and 4, I was down there, just hanging out with my cousin and her. Got really into pinball. He's got like 4 pinball machines.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. He's got this, is it called? Williams Expo. It's like a 1962, maybe 63. It's based off the Seattle World Fair. Supposedly it's the hardest game he owns, and I was able to rack up 2nd and 3rd place.
Wow. Pinball wizard.
Yeah. I kept playing that for him. Because, like, he'd be playing, he'd be, like, rolling the dial over, and I'd be like, hey, man, you're the pinball wizard. And he's like, fuck that, man. Hate that song. But, yeah, we went to the French Quarter a couple days, walked around. I met this, she's from the Netherlands, and, she's a fiddle violin player, and she had just come from India, and she was, like, playing some of her music, and, like, I got to interview her for the class, and it was really cool to talk to her about how, like, her songs that she wrote were in India are coming out in New Orleans, and how the songs she's writing here will probably come out when she's in Greece, or the hell she was going next, and...
So, while you were in New Orleans, did the style, did that help influence your music at all? Or?
Yeah. I actually didn't write much while I was down there. I was kind of at a... Like, there's a creative circle, and I was kind of at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I've kind of been at the bottom since, like, yesterday. But I had, like, written some riffs and some lyrics, and, just being down there, like, being post-Katrina, it's, like, 10 years after, their streets are still pretty, like, physically, they're broken up. Like, driving down St. Charles Avenue, really nice houses, really, like, decrepit streets, and, yeah, it was weird to be down there. It's definitely gotten into me, and I've been thinking a lot about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I know everyone's probably waiting to hear now. You know, we've been talking about, alluding to the fact that you play music and play guitar.
Yeah.
Spent the better half of the afternoon with me here in the studio, and I had the privilege of recording several songs for you.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. We'll take time, we'll listen to a couple songs here, and give the audience a chance to listen to what you have, and then we'll wrap up the interview.
All Alright.
So, here's a couple songs by Michael, and tell us what you think.
Lost on the outer edges of my mind. You found the soul through the haze in my eyes. Oh, I jumped off this earth into space, but I fell crashing to your sweet love embrace. Yeah. Body brown shades through the ocean. A mirage, I get stuck in her eyes. Yeah, body girl, like wet Madrona in the summer rain. Oh, baby.
Can you, darling, sleep with you? And now I need you more than you and me. Let us reach nirvana.
All right, well, man, the music came out really good. You know, a little biased, I guess, since I was working on it.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded pretty good, and I hope you liked the recording.
Yeah, it sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun sitting here doing a whole session with you.
Yeah, it was. Got 8 songs in.
Yeah, I got 8 songs in today. So that was gonna be a lot of fun putting it all together.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you got.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, thank you for coming in and sitting with me and spending the afternoon on a Friday.
Yeah. No better time to start recording than Friday.
Exactly. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.